So as you can probably already tell, I will not be giving a typical sermon today. 前もって言いますが、今日の説教は普通の説教ではありません。I really struggled with how I should give the message today. My dutiful self said, you should give a regular sermon. まあ、義務的な自分は普通の説教をしなさいと言いました。And then my creative self said, dare to be different. まあ創作的な自分が、まあ変わったことをしてもいいじゃないかって言いました。なので、so the outcome is that it will be both. 結果としては両方になります。I do want to say that the time I've been here the past months, it's just been so wonderful to be here and to listen to Pastor Toshi's messages.
1年間ね、ここに戻ってきて、Toshi 先生の説教を聞くことができて、とても感謝しています。
His sermons always have three points. 必ず3つのポイント、点を挙げてくれます。And that is great. とても素晴らしいです。Because that's about all that I can remember is three points. まあ3点ぐらいが私のマックスなんですね。覚えられる範囲は。And I'm very thankful at how he takes difficult concepts and makes it easy to understand.
とても難しいことを優しく簡単に説明してくださるので、とても感謝しています。
So I think our church is very blessed because of the gifts that he brings.
私たちの教会は本当に祝福されていると思います。特に彼のこの賜物を持っていて。
So if I were to summarize the passage today and give three points to the scripture, I would say that this is a letter of thanksgiving and encouragement to the Thessalonian church.
私がこの聖書箇所を省略すると、これはテサロニケの教会への感謝と励みの手紙です。
And the background and the context to this letter is that Paul had gone to Thessalonica to preach, and he preached there for three consecutive Sabbaths with much successHis converts included some Jews, a large number of Greeks who were dissatisfied with idol worship, and many key women leaders. This information can be found in Acts chapter 17.
使徒行伝の17章に書かれていますが、この手紙の背景と文脈は、パウロはテサロニケで3日にわたって3週間の安息日を続けて、ここでこのテサロニケという町で説教をしました。で、結果としてユダヤ人と多くの偶像礼拝に不満を持っていたギリシャ人と貴婦人たちがキリストの信者になりました。
But Paul had to leave Thessalonica because of persecution, and he went on to Berea. And he is writing this letter to the Thessalonians because some messengers came to give him news that the believers in Thessalonica are doing well and growing. And this encouraged Paul, and this is why he writes to them. しかしパウロが迫害のため急いでここから離れてしまいました。そして他の人を通してメッセンジャーが来てテサロニケの教会の情報を伝えました。とてもいい知らせで教会が成長していることでした。パウロがとても喜んでテサロニケの教会にこの手紙を書きました。
And the three points he commends them for are number one, their work produced by faith, number two, their labor prompted by love, and three, their endurance inspired by hope in Jesus Christ.
パウロがこの教会の良い点を3つ挙げます。1. 信仰の働き 2. 愛の牢獄 3. 主イエスキリストへの望みの忍耐
So Paul has over and over again throughout many of his letters, he has taught that salvation comes only by faith. It is totally all God's work.And it's, we cannot be saved by what we do, our good works. But while Paul insists that salvation is all of God, he also insists that faith is lived out in action. It says here that the faith of the Thessalonians had become known in Macedonia and Achaia,and became a model of faith everywhere. That's pretty amazing. Their faith in Jesus was lived out so that people around them knew it.
パウロは何度もたくさんの手紙の中で教えますが、私たちの救いは信仰から来て行いによるのではありません。しかし私たちの信仰が行動で示されなければなりません。テサロニケの信者たちの信仰がマケドニア、そしてアカヤとあらゆるところまで伝わったといいます。あらゆるところまで、すごいですね。
Katie sang a song for us. I will change the words a little bit. If you're a Christian and you know it, live it out. If you're a Christian and you know it, live it out. If you're a Christian and you know it, then you surely should show it. If you're a Christian and you know it, live it out. The Thessalonians obviously did this.
その歌は日本語ではしませんが、まあ、クリスチャンならばその通りに生きなさい、行動で示しなさい。テサロニケの信者たちが明らかにこうした人たちでした。
And the great thing about the Thessalonians is that they didn't just live it outIt was, what was amazing about that was that it wasn't out of duty. It wasn't out of, oh, if I don't do this, then it will be shameful. No, they lived it out prompted by love. Their labor was prompted by love.
このテサロニケの信者たちのすごいところは、ただ義務的に行動で示したのではなく、恥をかかないようにではなく、愛に促されて動いた。 The Greek word being used here for love is the word agape. It is a word that wasn't used much before the Christians took a hold of that word and gave it new meaning. It was a new idea, an idea shown in Christ's death for sinners. And John 3:16, that famous verse that we all know, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son." That love is agape love. テサロニケの愛によっての言葉はギリシャ語のアガペっていう言葉を使っています。キリストの信者が使う前はあまりこの言葉は使わなかったそうです。そしてアガペっていう意味も新しい概念でした。このような愛は罪人のために死んでくださったキリストのような愛です。神は実にその一人子をお与えになったほどに世を愛された。Valentine's Day is coming up, and this day celebrates the Greek word eros, and this also means love. But this love describes a love of the worthy. It's a love that desires to possess. Agape, on the other hand, is the opposite. It is a love that has nothing to do with worthiness. And it doesn't desire to possess, but rather it's a love that seeks to give. バレンタインデーがもうすぐ来ますが、この日はギリシャ語のエロスの意味の愛をお祝いします。この意味は価値あるものに与える愛です。自分のものにしたい愛です。アガペはこの反対の意味があります。アガペの愛は価値があるかどうかが関係なく、所有する欲もありません。逆にこの愛は与えたい愛です。 And GodLoves not because people are worthy of that love, but because he is that kind of God. It is his nature to love. He is love. And when we are faced with this unconditional love, those who receive it, we can only rejoice to give back. We can only rejoice.To want to serve and to bless others with that love. And you can tell when others have a different motive. When I was in Vancouver recently, I needed to take a train. I took the Sky Train from my hotel to the airport. But I've never used the Sky Train before. And I went to the machine to buy my ticket.And it had all these zones, and it was confusing to me. So I was standing there going, I don't know. And then this lady, she came up to me, and she said, oh, I can help you. And then she says, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the airport. Oh, okay, then you have to press zone 2. Oh, okay. And so she helped me, and I thought,And then she goes, you're welcome. Oh, by the way, do you have any, could I have your change, please? No. And I was, eh? So I was like, oh, okay. So I was upset, kind of, you know. And I go, okay, here you go. I gave her all my change. And, And so it's interesting, isn't it? She did good works. She helped me out. But for what motive? And then I did good works too. I gave her the money. But what was my motive? I did it begrudgingly. Like, oh, okay. Unlike me and unlike that lady, Paul praised the Thessalonians for their labor, which was prompted by agape love. An unconditional love. 神は愛するのは私たちが値するからではなく、神はただ愛するお方です。そのもの、愛だからです。このような無条件な愛を受けたら、喜んで人に使いたくなりたいものです。良い行いの目的は何なのか、よくわかると思います。バンクーバーに行ったとき、電車を乗る、空港まで乗りたかったので、切符の販売機の前に立って、払おうとしたら、どうやって、いくらを払うのかわからなくて、ちょっと困ってたんですけれども、そこで、ある女性が私が困ってるのを見て、手伝ってくれたんですけれども、その後私が本当に感謝の気持ちで、いやありがとうって言ったら、彼女は、いやついでにちょっとあなたのその小銭いただけませんかって、えって私すごいびっくりして、いやこのお金を狙って私を助けてくれたんだなって。そしたらなんか私ががっかりしちゃって、ちょっとなんか OK ってなんか、ね、小銭をね全部あげて、なんかこの経験を通して、いや私たち二人とも良い行いをしたはずなんですけれども、その目的は全然違ってて、しかしパオロがこのテスロニケの、テスロニケ人の、信者のことを褒めているのは、本当にアガッペの愛を持って行動した、労苦をしたって書いてあります。Thirdly, he praised them for their endurance inspired by hope in Jesus. Loving unconditionally and living out your faith takes endurance. It's not easy, but hope is always what keeps us going. Their hope was that they were serving the true and living God. They were not serving the useless idols anymore. And they awaited Jesus' second coming. They had a confident expectation that Jesus was empowering them through the Holy Spirit and that he was going to come back again in victory. 三つ目はパウロがテスロニケの信者を褒めた点は、主イエスキリストへの望みの忍耐を持っていることでした。人を愛すること、そして信仰を行動で示すことは忍耐が必要です。簡単なことではありません。望みがなければできないことです。彼らの望みは誠の生きる神を信じていることでした。そしてイエス様が再び来られることを期待していました。イエス様が聖霊様を通して自分たちに力を与えられ、勝利を待ってイエス様が 戻ること、それを望み、それが望みでした。
And I take a pause in my explanation to say that the head of Taylor Seminary, he gave a seminar on this very passage of scripture in a course that I took called Blue Ocean. And he said, most preachers do what I just did. Explain the context and the meaning of the scriptures. And then he said, we often moralize it and make applications of it. And he said, there is nothing wrong with that. But he said, what is this text doing? He says, it is a letter to the Thessalonians to let them know what he prays about them. It is an encouraging letter that is not moralizing, at least at the beginning of this letter. And he says, as preachers, we tend to do that. And then he challenged us to write out a letter like this to our own churches. And it was a very deeply meaningful exercise for me. Okay, ここで一旦説明を止めます。私は Blue Ocean っていうコースを取っています。その一部はバンクーバーにあったんですけれども、このコースでは、テイラー神学校の校長先生がセミナーをして、そのセミナーの中の聖書箇所は、この箇所だったんですね。そして、彼はこう言いました。多くの説教者、牧師先生が、このように、聖書を説明します。意味や文脈を説明します。そしてそこから、倫理的、道徳的、適用を、表します。これには何も悪いことがないが、しかし、この聖書箇所は何をしていますか？と問われました。これは励ましの手紙である。道徳的な、こうしなさい、ああしなさい、ではない。と言いました。そして私たちに言いました。パオロが書いたような手紙を自分の教会に書きなさい。私にとって、これを、したときには本当に、意味深い、経験でした。その時の手紙を読みたいです。So I would like to read to you the letter that I wrote during that seminar. 時間の制限するためには、日本語はここに移します。So to save time, I'm not going to do both languages. I will just read the letter in English, and then the Japanese translation will be on the screen. Okay? I forgot my remote control. If you're wondering why I'm walking like I'm in pain,
I am. I what do you call it? ぎっこり腰. I put out my back yesterday. So anyway, this is the letter that I wrote. Dear Edmonton Japanese Christian Church, whenever I remember this church, I always pray with thanks. It's because you pray for me. I mean, really pray for me. You care about me. You also financially support me. And I know that for many of you, it's not that you have tons of money to give away. And I know that many of you give sacrificially. And I really, really do thank you. But even more than that, I know you want the best for me. Every year you give me and also other missionaries a Christmas package. And I always look forward to receiving it. And I'm happy because it's a gift for my church family. It is such a small thing, but I feel love. Another thing that brings me joy is the annual church picture. When I see the picture, I see your faces. And I see if there's any changes. We all get a little bit older, right? I see that there are new people that I don't know. And that's always good, because I know that the church is reaching out to more and more people. I look forward to receiving that every year. Another thing that I'm thankful for is that this church understands God's grace. As you have received grace, you give that grace to others. I see that you have the strength to accept others. You are a Japanese church, but you accept those of any race, any background. And I think also that this church has very powerful gifts of hospitality. There are many of you who open up your homes and you invite people to eat and to fellowship. And in this very short year, you have done that for me. This is such a blessing. There are many who have been touched by Jesus' love through you and have made commitments to Christ. Many of those have gone back to Japan, and I've been able to connect with many of them. We end up talking with nostalgia and loving remembrance of our times together in fellowship at this church. You are certainly showing your love through your actions. As a missionary, I visit many churches. And I've noticed, in particular this time, that this church puts an importance on prayer. In the worship service, there is always a time of prayer. It may be long and full of people's names, but it shows you care for these people. You care for other churches and ministries around the world. The fact that there are two prayer meetings a week is also very significant. I don't see that in a lot of churches. Prayer and God's Word is the most important way to hear God's Word and have an intimate relationship with Him. Many of you are using your gifts given to you by God to bless the church. Even the small children are helping with offering And many of you are sharing your gifts of music and preparing snacks and tea and cleaning up. It's a small church, and because it is, everyone has to cooperate and participate. I love that. I think this makes this church all the more beautiful. It's not a perfect church, but I am very proud to call this church my home church. After I wrote this letter out, a lady came up to me and said, "I'm doing research on she's on the missions committee, so she wants to learn how to make missionaries feel cared for. And so she wanted to ask me about that. Right after I wrote this letter, I could not talk to her without crying, because I had just written out a letter of thanks, and it brings me joy. And I thought, after I wrote that letter, I have to share this with you. And I'm glad for the chance right now. この手紙を書いた後、ある方が、まあ、宣教師をどのように、まあ、大切に思っているよっていう、なんていうんですか、まあ、どのようにどうすればいいのかって聞かれたんですね。そしたらこの手紙を書いたすぐ後だったので、まあ、泣き出しましたねこの教会はすでにやってます。As I have visited and met many people in my travels, I come across people who are critical of the church and who complain. まあ、いろんなところへ旅して、いろんな人と会いますね。そして、教会に対して批判、そして文句を言う人がいます。It is so easy to complain.And not do anything about it. And even leave the church. 文句を言って何もしないで教会を去るっていうのは簡単なことです。But the church is described as the bride of Christ. 教会はキリストの花嫁と表しています。 If I were a man and someone was criticizing my bride, I wouldn't be happy. I'd be pretty upset. もし私に花嫁がいれば誰かが文句、私の花嫁に文句を言っていれば面白くないですね。How much more constructive it is to encourage each other, to work for reconciliation, and bring healing out of broken relationships, or leave the judging behind. That is much more constructive than to just give up and leave.励まし合うこと、そして和解のために働くこと、そして壊れた関係に癒しを求めること、 それは批判するより、そしてギブアップして去るよりずっといいですね。
For a practical application of this first chapter of Thessalonians, I thought it would be good for us to appreciate the church that we belong to. It isn't perfect. There are always areas of improvement, and we may even have complaints against it. However, just complaining and doing nothing about it is not helpful at all. How about thanking God for the church? And then practically asking ourselves, how can I be a part of making it better?
この箇所に対しての実用化は、私たちがこの自分の教会を励ますこと、神様に感謝することではないかと思います。完璧な教会ではないかもしれませんが、そして文句も言いたいかもしれませんが、それに対して何にもしない、やめるのではなく、諦めるのではなく、どのように自分がこの教会をよりイエス様の美しい花嫁にすることができるかを考えたいと思います。
And since we are going to have our annual general meeting soon, I thought this might be also a good time to reflect on how this church has impacted us in positive ways.
あの総会も今度の土曜日にやりますので、まあ、この時期にはいいんではないでしょうか。本当にこの教会はどのように私たちを いい方にインパクトしたか、それを考えることはいいんじゃないでしょうか。
Hearts were handed out to you. I didn't hand it out to you so that you can write a Valentine's card to somebody. but I would like you to write down what you are thankful for regarding this church. And so, you know, a heart has two sides to it, right? So on one side,
教会に関して何を感謝をしていますか?
What are you thankful for about this church? And then the other side, what can I contribute to this church?
教会に貢献するには私は何をすればいいでしょうか?
I'd like you to think about it and write it down.And you'll be given a few minutes to do that right now.
ペンが必要な人、私が持っていますので手を挙げたら。 Even if you are new to the church, or maybe you don't know much about the church, that's okay too. And if you don't have anything to write, that's okay. If you don't, please write your name down at least. Because, you know, your presence here makes a difference. The fact that you are here is not an accident. God brought you here. And that is already a blessing to us as a church. So, if you are done, there is a tree on the wall on this side, and it's bare. There's nothing on it. When you're done, I'd like you to go to that tree. There's tape on both sides. Take a piece of tape and place your heart on that tree. And we'll see how the branches will fill up. Owarimashitara, sono hato, kono, ano, ko,木があるんですけれども、ここに壁のところに両側にテープがあるので、テープを使ってその木にどこでもいいですから貼ってください。You don't have to. Yeah. 書いてもいい。書いてもいい。うん、書いてもいいです。どっちでもいいです。書かなくてもいいです。でも、何も書くことがなかったら、名前ぐらいはいいんじゃないかっていう。 Does anybody need more time? Can everybody see the tree from where you're sitting? あの、皆さん 見えますか? あの、フルになって素晴らしい、あの、気になりました。では、お祈りで、あの、終わりたいと思います。 Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence in our church. Thank you for the visible signs of fruit on this tree. There are so many things to be thankful for. There are signs of faith, hope, and love in this church. May people say from all over that here is a church whose faith we can model. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
ゆりの選挙のサポートのためのお借りになりますので、ご用意してくださった方、今からまずお借りにお借りになりますので、注意してください。